Let's talk romance. Dark romance, that is. When it comes to the romance genre, there are generally two qualifications: a central love story between characters and a happily ever after ending. There are several subgenres that fall under the umbrella of romance. A few popular ones include historical romance, like the Bridgerton novels adapted for Netflix, and paranormal romances, like the Twilight franchise. But one subgenre that's been growing in popularity is dark romance. And what makes it dark, you ask? Well, let's bring in two authors of this genre to tell us more. Anna Wong is a USA Today best-selling author of the Twisted series. She writes books with alpha heroes, strong heroines, and plenty of passion, angst, and a hint of darkness sprinkled in. Anna, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
And we're also joined by international best-selling author Rena Kent, best known for her Royal Elite series, but she has much more under her belt and has created her own sort of multiverse with her books, interwoven with storylines on university bad boys, the mafia, and dominating business tycoons. Rena, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Let's begin with the question I posed earlier. What exactly is dark romance? Anna, let's begin with you.
So I think dark romance is subjective, but to me, it is books that have darker themes and characters. So this is where you see a lot of antiheroes and villains positioned as protagonists, where there may be psychological or kind of physical trauma depicted on page, as well as violence, more like heavier emotions than in classic contemporary romances at the end of the day.
Okay. And Rena, how do you approach writing dark romance?
Approaching it is more like you're writing a subgenre of romance that has its own themes. As Anna said, it's twisted. It has violence. It has mental health issues. It's more not your fluffy small town romance. So you have to go at it with a more intense feel than the normal romance I would feel.
Okay. Now, there are some tropes in this genre that include some pretty dark themes like violence, kidnapping, even darker sexual themes. And not to mention, as you both did, characters in this genre are somewhat in morally gray areas. Anna, you mentioned almost anti-heroes who do questionable things, sometimes illegal things. Rena, your characters know all about that. So I wonder if you can just talk a little bit about writing kind of the anti-hero, morally gray, things that normally in society we would kind of tisk-tisk.
Well, I think I speak for at least a portion of dark romance readers. We were never really interested in the heroes. Even growing up, we really loved the anti-heroes. So we feel like these heroes are much harder for us. They are much more interesting, I would say, because they're different. They're not in the norm. And I just approach it from that perspective. It's not in the norm, and it's okay because many women love it.
And you know, I want to ask both of you, but Anna, there's books also explore kind of taboo kinks, including BDSM, dubious consent, even knife play. Why do you feel kind of darker sexual themes are a central part of the dark romance genre?
I mean, I think that goes kind of even with the whole anti-heroes and morally gray protagonists, is that these books tend to dive a little deeper into all sorts of themes that are not necessarily, you know, quote unquote, socially acceptable, at least in the mainstream, right? But there are plenty of people that have these fantasies. And so I think because these themes are heavier, people go into these books already in the headspace to kind of engage with that type of content, whereas it can be a little bit more jarring, right, to explore those kinks in a very like fluffy, light romance. But this is in line with the themes.
Do you feel as you know, writers of this genre, that you are crossing into a territory, you know, where maybe the mainstream will really look at you and say, I don't know, maybe you're fetishizing violence against women?
I think for me, this is a subgenre that is specifically it's for adults, right? And I think a lot of books in this genre also have and should have content warnings that let people know what they're getting into, right? Like all of my books have content warnings listing kind of themes that may potentially be triggering to readers before they read it. Mm. But at the end of the day, it is fiction. And I think that the people who read it should be able to critically enjoy it because like they know these themes are bad in real life, but fiction is a safe way to explore those fantasies and experience these visceral emotions without them actually being in danger. The same way goes for any other type of entertainment, you know, like the action movies that kind of glorify all of this violence and kind of like they don't really think about kind of the civilians that get caught in the way or the TV shows that feature serial killers as the protagonists. I mean, all of these glorify themes that are not great in real life, but the people who see them understand that they can be entertaining without condoning them in reality.
You're making me wonder if we have kind of a double standard in that, you know, if you are critical of a genre like this that maybe delves into or some might see perpetrate violence against women, that, as you just pointed out, it really happens in much of other pop culture, but we don't criticize that. What do you think, Rena?
I have very strong opinions about this because I feel like dark romance, romance in general, is very frowned upon. And for me, it's a form of, I would say, subconscious misogyny, but it could be like blatant misogyny because it's a genre for women, mostly written by women. And we don't want, society in general doesn't want women to express what they want. So whatever that is not proper or morally correct, then it's frowned upon. Whereas we don't frown upon incest in Game of Thrones, or, well, we do, but it's accepted. We don't frown upon horror. We don't think like people who love Stephen King are going to turn into crazy killers, right? But if you like dark romance, you're going to be morally incorrect. So for me, it is definitely double standards, and I hope we do better, and I am all for normalizing this.
Hmm. And just to circle back to where we began, these are ultimately still romance stories, however dark they might be. So I wonder if you can both just kind of end for us, and Rena, I'll begin with you. How then is this ultimately a romance when there's so much darkness in various ways going on?
At the end of the day, you get your happily ever after. I mean, that's romance for you. So you read on page all these mental health issues. Maybe there is like some form of assault or whatever, but you know at the end of the day, that character who went through so much is going to have their happy ending, and you know that love exists.
Mm, okay, and Anna, last words to you.
I definitely agree about the happily ever after, and I think at the end of the day, it is a story that ends in hope. It's about how these people survive the dark situations they were in and overcome their trauma to find their happily ever after. And I think there is a sense of great emotional catharsis that comes at the end of that, which is what I think separates dark romance from something that is, you know, either a horror or like a dark thriller, is that sense of hope.
We've been talking with Anna Wong. She's the best-selling author of The Twisted series. The second book of her spin-off series, Kings of Sin, is out this April. And Rena Kent, best-selling author of the Royal Elite series, among others. Rena's next series is The Monster Trilogy, with book one, Blood of My Monster, out now. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. It was fun talking to you.